Far From the Madding Crowd by Thomas Hardy. Read by Robert Powell. When Farmer Oak smiled, the corners of his mouth spread till they were within an unimportant distance of his ears. His Christian name was Gabriel, and he was a young man of sound judgment, easy motions, proper dress, and general good character. He had just reached the time of life at which young is ceasing to be the prefix of man in speaking of one. In short, he was 28. The field he was in this morning sloped to a ridge called Norcombe Hill. Through a spur of this hill ran the highway between Emminster and Chalk Newton. Casually glancing over the hedge, Oak saw coming down the incline before him an ornamental spring wagon, painted yellow and gaily marked, drawn by two horses, a wagoner walking alongside bearing a whip perpendicularly. The wagon was laden with household goods and window plants, and on the apex of the whole sat a woman, young and attractive. Gabriel had not beheld the sight for more than half a minute, when the vehicle was brought to a standstill just beneath his eyes.
"The tail board of the wagon is gone, miss," said the wagoner.
"Then I heard it fall. I heard a noise I could not account for when we were coming up the hill."
"I'll run back."
"Do."
The sensible horses stood perfectly still, and the wagoner's steps sank fainter and fainter in the distance. The handsome girl waited for some time idly in her place. Then she looked downwards at an oblong package tied in paper. At length she drew the article into her lap and untied the paper covering. A small